New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Da-da-da. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show on a Friday. That is Evanescence. Who will you follow on KROQ? It is Friday morning. You should be in a great mood. A little bit later, we get you on that list so you can go see Foo Fighters Nashville. Final couple chances to hop on the list with us. We'll do that throughout the day today. Monday morning, we give someone the good call that will change their life forever. You know how when you think about something you haven't thought about in a while, or you mention a person's name, even if you haven't seen them in years, all of a sudden, they kind of pop into your life, and you think to yourself, that must be like a glitch in the matrix somehow. Like, this is a person I hadn't thought about. Their name came up randomly, and now I run into them, or now I get a random text from them, or a song you've been thinking about but you hadn't heard in a while, and right. All of a sudden, we randomly play it on K-Rock, and you're like, that's so weird. And you go, did my brain get the order wrong? Am I Benjamin Buttoning my life right now? What's going on here? Yesterday, we had a conversation on the show about accidentally getting something for free. Where you go to a place and they don't charge you, and either you have a moment to be the good person and go, hey, you forgot to charge me, or you go, hey, this is a win for me. I'll take this as a win. We had that conversation on there yesterday.
By the way, most of the people did not say, hey, you didn't charge me.
Right. Rarely, especially now with the cost of everything, and we feel like we're getting nickel and dimed on all things, especially with those tip screens, that occasionally when we get something for free, we just go,
run.
That's a win for us. Yesterday, on my drive from K-Rock back to the Valley, I stopped on the way to get a protein smoothie.
Oh, my God.
Because I got to feed the neck.
Feed me.
And I called. I didn't order.
How much is the smoothie, by the way?
Well, here's the thing you guys will find funny.
It's like an $18 smoothie, but with all the protein, it turns out to like $45.
No. It's about a $14 smoothie. With all the protein, it gets close to $20. But
Jesus.
The funny thing is, I said to the person on the phone, I said, does that have whey protein? And she goes, it's got plant protein. And I said, can you give me whey instead? She goes, we can't give it to you instead, but we can just add it on top of the plant.
Oh, my God.
And I go, bring on the protein.
Oh, my God.
So how many grams in that smoothie of protein was there?
20 plant, 20 whey.
40, oh, my God.
40 grams of protein.
You realize, too, that you need to eat real protein, not just powdered protein.
Powder protein. That's my new favorite food group is powder. It was gummy for a while.
Everything you eat chalky as hell?
Yes. So I...
Okay, so you get the smoothie.
I'm stopping. So I call it in because I was trying to ask this stupid protein question. And when I get there...
They go, meathead is here.
The neck is arrived.
Neck man walking.
The guy just hands me the smoothie and goes, have a good day. And
he said, have a good day.
Have a good day. And he goes right back to his job. There's no one by the register. I look around for a second. I have kind of that moment of sipping where I go, I don't think I paid for this. I know I haven't paid for this because I called it in. I didn't give any payment information. But no one here seems like they want to ring me up. So I kind of slowly, awkwardly.
I'm scared of you, dude, because of that neck.
I think no one's scared of me, dude.
You have a good day now, sir.
Yeah.
Just
need
some money.
I loitered.
Should have just shrank it.
I loitered for a little bit, and then I realized, this is the odds of this are crazy. We just talked about this on the air, and now here I go getting a free smoothie.
The visual of you awkwardly slinking out of the store, I wish that there was camera footage.
So I kind of do the move where I didn't want to fully, quote, steal, so I walk outside.
You, like, sidestepped?
I sidestepped outside, but then there was, like, a little sitting patio, so I just
kind of... You're just kind of like, this is my friend here, pretend friend.
Yeah, I kind of looked around, I looked
at
my phone.
Did you pull out your phone and have a fake conversation?
Yeah, and then I slowly walked to my car backwards while still looking at the place. And then I got in my car, closed the door, waiting. No one said anything, and I drive off. And I go, wow. I go, look at this. And I go, I can't believe that this happened to me. Well, then, about 2 hours later, I start getting missed calls from a 323 unknown number. And I know you guys think
you also start getting mass amounts of diarrhea.
Yeah, I'm sitting on the toilet, exploding, like Mount Vesuvius. And I get call after call after call, and I finally answer. And the person goes, hi, I believe we made you a smoothie earlier today that you took and did not pay for.
No.
They tracked me down. They must have gone, like, caller ID style, found my number.
Well, I mean, it is an expensive, it's a $20 smoothie, so that's quite a loss for them.
And I said, I go, I go, I didn't pay for that? Now, I knew I didn't pay for it, but I was kind of going like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah, you did the dance.
And she goes...
Are you the guy that did the backwards dance?
She goes, yeah, she goes, the smoothie has been taken, and someone here says that they remember giving it, but we still have the ticket here that was never closed out.
Oh.
So how do you want to deal with this?
Dare question the Nick?
And I was,
yeah. So then you said click, right? Clickety click, not my problem.
I didn't. I should have said clickety click, not my problem. But I awkwardly kind of go, I usually pay on the app ahead of time, but...
they said, we don't have an app.
they go, we're not on the app. So I go, oh, all right. So the woman basically goes, I think you accidentally stole the smoothie, is what she said to me.
Wow,
accidentally stole the smoothie.
She used the S word.
Yes, it stole. The smoothie, both two S words.
Did you apologize?
And I said, that doesn't sound like me. I can't bring the smoothie back because I've consumed it. So
at this point, you're hoping she says, okay, you know, for this time, you know, just she's going to let it go.
Yeah, I was thinking she was going to say something like, just want to make sure you got it because we have this extra ticket here. And she goes, but she clearly wanted to get understandably paid. And I said, all right, well,
I wonder if it was a manager or if it was the person who was working that shift at the time. Because when they close out, if there's a balance that's off, I remember when I was doing that job, it was like, oh, you have to retrace your steps and make up this money or it comes out of your check.
I felt so much shame as I went in and grabbed the first credit card I could find in my
now
wallet.
Now you felt shame?
To pay for this thing. And I said, well, can I just like stop by there tomorrow and settle up because I'll drive by it again? And she goes, well, it'd be better if you just took care of it now. So then I grabbed a card and I gave her the information.
I don't think they're going to believe you're good for it.
She said, this card is not going through. Which is extra humiliating because now it feels like I stole a smoothie and I'm now giving a credit card that is maxed out.
That you're just bamboozling everybody for smoothies all day long.
And I go, oh yeah, no, it's a new card.
Oh God, you made it up?
No, I have a new card. My expiration date was June. I guess it just expired. So it happened to expire. So I was like, let me give you a different card.
Oh, and then you have to rummage.
Yeah, so now I got to go find it. And of course, I get through all of it. She goes, all right, well, thank you. And I go, thank you.
Did she ask if you want to leave a tip?
She did not ask over the phone if I want to leave a tip. But it was just one of those truly humiliating moments.
You got a freebie, but it backfired.
Backfired in a big way, which we didn't hear any of those stories yesterday. Would have loved the cautionary tale to have not done that. So if you do get away with, quote, a accidental freebie like we talked about yesterday, just be aware that
it might get embarrassing.
Yeah, that call you get 3 hours later where they think you can't afford the smoothie. And then, and little did I know with those 40 grams of protein, I probably shouldn't have.
I can't believe you answered.
I put it on monthly payments.
You'd answer and go, I voted already. God, leave me alone.
Yeah, I mean, that thing has been consumed and crapped out four times by now. Ew. We got to take a break. We get back in a moment with your actual ADD news and more show after this.